Last month, after a Tuntutuliak man was discovered to have died from intentionally inhaling propane, the state's Section of Epidemiology assembled a review of its data on inhalants. Huffing, or inhalant abuse, is breathing in chemical fumes on purpose to achieve a euphoric state. According to a bulletin put out by the state, deaths occurring from huffing in the United States approach around 200 annually. Ali Hamadi manages the Environmental Health Program in the state's Section of Epidemiology. He says the risks from abusing inhalants are serious.
One could have impaired judgment, could have hearing loss, you could have nervous system issues, your nerves could be affected, you could have seizures, coma, or even death, as we've seen from a few cases. And long term, you know, depends what they inhale. If it's something that contains benzene or whatnot, you may have problems with the liver, the kidney, the heart, may even lead to, you know, some cancers.
Hamade and a colleague examined self-reported data from high schoolers taking part in the Alaska Youth Risk Behavior Survey. Their findings were that 5-7% of Alaska high school students have abused inhalants at some point. Huffing tends to be more of a problem among teens than adults. Hamade says a big part of the reason for that is accessibility.
I would say it's more of a problem in teenagers, mostly because they may not have easy access to some of the, you know, to different things that older people may have. It's easily accessible and it tends to fly under the radar, and some have called it the silent killer because of that.
The demographic conclusions in this latest bulletin are limited. Rates of abuse are highest in the state's interior region at 12%. And students who are already at risk are four times as likely to have used inhalants compared with their low-risk peers. The most important finding, however, is the steady decline in rates of huffing since public health officials started collecting data nearly two decades ago, down to about half of what it was in 1995. Hamade credits this decline to public information campaigns in the last few years. The next step is awareness as a preventative strategy. Hamade says healthcare providers, too, are starting to become first responders in detecting inhalant abuse. I'm Zachariah Hughes.